Welcome, everybody. And Alex, good seeing you. I'm glad you were able to join us tonight, and I'm glad you're feeling well.
Yep, everything went well.
Great. Okay, well, I will call the meeting to order, and we will start by approving the minutes from our last meeting. If we can get a motion.
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, carried. We will get right into resolutions, right? Nettie, we don't have anybody else, right? That's going to talk to Nana. I didn't think so. Okay, yeah, we'll start with resolution 234. It's approving the execution of my
195?
No, I'm sorry. No, I've got to scroll up. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah. Resolution 195, confirming the appointment of a member to the Community Service Board. Move for discussion.
I'll second it.
Did we get a motion? Discussion? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll move it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll second. Okay. Any discussion?
Well, this individual, I didn't see a resume in the packet, but this individual was appointed to one of the subcommittees last month. And then we're now appointing him to the board as well. He's a care navigator for family services.
Terrence Conklin. Yep. I don't know if anybody's familiar with him, but yeah, no, it's, the resume was in the packet. So if anybody wants, I thought, oh, wait, you didn't see the resume, Mark?
I didn't see a resume in the packet, but.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, maybe it wasn't in the packet then. Okay, maybe it was at Amanda's. So we'll get into that for the next one. Okay. No other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, good. Carry it. All right. Resolution 196, confirming an appointment of a member to the Community Service Board.
I'll move.
Second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, discussion. No, this is for Amanda O'Neill, I believe. Yeah, her resume was in the packet.
It'll all be.
Yep. Any discussion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, Eric. Resolution 197, confirming the appointment of a member to the Community Service Board Mental Health Subcommittee. A motion?
I'll move that.
Second? Second? Anyone?
You can. Okay.
There. All right, there you go. I got it.
I had one question. I liked her resume. She's a librarian, a library media person. I'm just curious why on the mental health subcommittee. Does she have some sort of other background in that I missed on it, or?
I don't know.
Once they're on the board, they show interest in various committees. It's kind of what they request going on to. So I think she's shown some interest in that subcommittee. And I think we need to add members to that subcommittee as well. All the subcommittees need to be able to meet quorum, which they've had issues with. So.
Yeah, I'm not against this appointment. I was just curious that I didn't see anything mental health related in her resume. It's mostly,
right,
you know, teaching and library type stuff. So,
yeah, no, if I may, you know, I know that some folks get involved, like we'll seek out this particular subcommittee because of their experiences or the experiences of family members, and that doesn't show up on your resume.
Right. Good point. Yep. Yeah, and I definitely support, let's get the committees filled with people who are interested in doing the work, for sure.
Definitely. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Resolution 230, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of New Paltz for administration of naloxone training website and delivery of Narcan to Ulster County residents.
I'll move it.
No, second.
Second. All right. Discussion. I know, Mark, somebody had some questions about this in the chair's meeting. I don't have the notes on that. I don't know. Do you remember what the concerns are? Tracy's with us too, right?
The Narcan training requirement, I still haven't been able to.
Is it the requirement?
It was necessarily an issue on this specific resolution, more as legislator Walter bringing up the fact that she had heard that the state does not require this kind of training to administer Narcan, but Ulster County does. I haven't gotten an answer from the Department of Health on that yet.
Okay.
So I am still following up. It's just on this meeting, especially, sometimes it's hard to turn around the questions from Thursday evening to the next Monday.
Sure. Makes sense. Okay. Any other discussion?
No, I would just like to say, though, I had attended Narcan training, I think with Legislator Bruno was in that class, too. And I mean, even if the state doesn't require it, I think it's really instrumental to, you know, to something happens. I mean, they counsel you on calling 911 regardless. So that's like the first thing you should do. Because somebody who's coming out of it, you know, might feel fine for 20 minutes or so. They also could become combative. So it would be nice to have somebody there in an official capacity. You know, and if you don't, I mean, if you don't have the training, administer Narcan and walk away. I mean, even though we have the Good Samaritan law, I mean, if somebody should suddenly collapse again, you know, what would be potential any litigation? Any legal action someone could take because you should have followed through. So, I mean, I still think the training is very important, even if it's a quickie, 15, 20 minutes. But, yeah, I'm glad Ulster County is doing it.
And the training has gotten it's a little bit easier now to administer, right, than it was when I had done. I did a training over in Walker Valley, and then I did another one over in the town of Walworthing. And yeah, these kits, you used to have to, you know, put it together and like shake it up or something along those lines. And since then, I think it's, like pre-made, right?
It's just a nasal spray.
It's just a nasal spray. Goes right in. Yeah.
You know, I agree. I agree with, Legislator Petit as well, because I took the training and it's kind of like a CPR course. Nobody requires it unless you're a nerd in the medical field. But it's something everybody should go through and everybody should get refreshed on it. And I think it's a really good idea. I think it only adds to our program. It doesn't take away from it, because there's a lot of information that's given and there's a lot of people don't know how it all works and they want to learn. You know, they'll see that box on the wall, but if they don't know how to use it, they're not going to touch it.
Right. Okay. Anything else?
Tracy.
I'm sorry.
Can I just add something? It's Tracy.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Yep,
sure. Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're both saying. I think I perceived the question from Eve to be more about whether or not, and I could be wrong, but the way I took it, whether or not the training, not the question of stopping the training, but whether or not the training would be a hindrance to the distribution of the Narcan. So yeah, I mean, I think it's worthy of getting an answer, but I also think, I mean, I would think even 10 or 15 minutes of training would give people the confidence to act in the moment that they find themselves in a situation where, for me, that would be the biggest takeaway versus not having had training, having a hold of something and being worried about doing harm and hesitating. Versus having the confidence from 10 right. or 15 minutes worth of training. But it's worth getting the information and finding out what the statewide protocol is and if we're going further than that as well.
Also, Chairman, if I may, what she said about, you know, about it being a hindrance to people using, well, I find it just completely contrary to that, because when you take this training, everybody gets a kit. All the trainings that I've taken. So you're actually distributing Narcan to the populace in a much faster and a much broader sense than if it's just sitting on a wall somewhere. You know, a lot of places don't have it. You know, you could be in a spot and you don't have it. But if you took the 15, 20 minute class, of course, you end up with it in your glove box. You know, everybody has one. I think that it actually adds to the program instead of taking away from it. It puts it in more people's hands where it's needed on the streets.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. All right. Resolution 231, approving execution of a contract for $210,254 with Liberty Resources for a multi-systemic therapy service. Motion?